As we continue during the Lenten season, we hear this particular gospel passage. And this gospel passage is a striking one because of how we've had recent themes of when our Lord has been a little bit hard on the scribes, Pharisees, and Sadducees because of the ways that they didn't understand what God was asking them to do. And instead, they fell into places of a hardness of heart. Today we hear about a scribe who has a very different understanding of our Lord's words. And the difference is because this particular scribe in this gospel passage, unlike the other leaders that Jesus is pretty harsh on, has an openness of heart. This particular scribe is one who understands the words of our Lord with a great commandment to love God and to love our neighbor, because this scribe has a great love for God himself. He has a great love for others as well. Our Lord is willing to forgive so many of our sins and our failures if we seek to love God and to love others. Even when sometimes we do it imperfectly, this is something that is so important for us always to come back to, because we know it. This is not something that anyone in this church has not heard before, but I think it's one that we could spend many lifetimes truly seeking to grow into the sense of the great commandment. And a powerful prayer is to say, Lord, help me. Help me to enter more fully into this mystery of loving you with all that I am, and of loving my neighbor in the way that you invite me to do as well. It's a powerful mystery. It's a powerful thing for us to ponder. We could spend again many hours in front of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament and adoration, just pondering and reflecting these very words of Scripture. So I think as we seek to prepare ourselves for this last stretch of the Lenten season, it's good for us to take some time. Especially, again, my encouragement is in front of our Lord and just to ponder these words, to say, Lord, I desire to enter more fully into this mystery. Help me, Lord, to come to that deeper understanding, to receive that at a deeper level of my heart. And so to prepare for what our Lord desires to grant us in this upcoming Easter season.